Yo, welcome to another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live, your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution with color-breaking news, culture, dramatic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Interesting. I love the way that the article framed it. And we're going to cover an article from the blog today. And we're also going to give a little bit of context, right? Why I think this is a big deal. Anyways, so to quote the article, of course, Fidelity, quote, crypto quietly went live, giving millions of retail customers access to Bitcoin. And I think that they put the quietly part because of the recent news about how, you know, we've been talking about it, right? Operation Choke Point 2.0, how there's members of the U.S. government, not all of them, of course, that are trying to isolate the industry from the traditional traditional financial system. So I find it absolutely hilarious that, you know, you have a huge company like Fidelity that have trillions of dollars under assets, under management, better said, that is giving, you know, is moving forward with their Bitcoin strategy. And as you guys remember, right, I think we're over the target. I think they're over the target because our favorite, you know, anti-Bitcoin senator, of course, Elizabeth Warren, publicly went out to speak against Fidelity offering, or, you know, their 401k product, and she was against it, right? So we know we're over the target because of that, right? I don't think Elizabeth Warren would go out publicly and, you know, advocate against a certain company if she didn't feel like it was a threat, or better said, if she felt that Fidelity was pushing forward Bitcoin adoption. And of course, they have millions of customers, they have trillions of dollars under management. So if they offer that to their clients, right, in a way, a lot of people are, you know, and it sucks because are they allowing these people to take self-custody? I don't think so. But I think the silver lining here is that it does get people exposure to Bitcoin. It's not ideal exposure, right? It's not people taking Bitcoin to self-custody, but they're still, you know, benefiting, maybe even if it's not like real benefit because, you know, not your keys, not your Bitcoin, but they're still seeing that, holy crap, you know, and I think it leads to the inevitable conclusion that, holy crap, you know, maybe money doesn't need to have inflation. Maybe money doesn't need to steal from you. Anyways, that's why I think it's news. I think it's a big deal. And I love how they're marching forward even after, you know, all the BS as of late. Anyways, I want to bring up my very, very special co-host, always optimistic. How you doing, Opti?
I am doing absolutely wonderful today, you know, on my fourth cup of coffee. And here we are. We get to do Bitcoin content every single day. As what do you say every day? As we are the guides to the separation of money and state. And
we'll here be we a are. Guide. We're not the guides. We will be a guide. We're not the.
Hey, whatever. Whatever.
We just try to do our best. We try to do our best.
Same difference. But yeah, you know, I have a lot of questions about the news that you're going to be talking about. So I can't wait to get into the details. And then we have a cool guest, and we're going to talk all things about his project during the culture. So let's bring him in, and then we'll roll this one out for you guys.
100%. I want to bring up very special guest. How you doing, Sato? Also, shout out to producer Jacob, best producer in the game, for introducing us. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Welcome, man. So your name is Sato Boat Project. Are you on a boat right now?
Yeah, I'm in the boat, yeah.
Okay, how do you make sure that you don't lose your Bitcoin?
Oh, good question.
Good question. All right, everybody, we're going to start the show. Let's do this. Lots to talk about. I'm really excited. I'm really pumped. Let's do this.
The Bitcoin Numbers,
brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today. Guys, Bitcoin 2023 is coming up. The biggest Bitcoin conference on the face of the planet, on the face of the earth. Bitcoin 2023, Miami Beach, Florida, May 18th through the 20th, 2023. It's going to be an awesome Bitcoin celebration. Opti and I are going to be there. And good news, you can use promo code SIMPLY to get a 10% discount on your tickets. Anyways, I want to go through the speaker list. Arthur Hayes, Michael Saylor, Jack Maulers, Casey, creator of Ordinals, Alex Gladstein, Stacey Herbert, Greg Foss, Matt Odell, Lynn Alden, Robert Breedlove, Jeff Booth, Samson Mao, Saifedean Amous, Mark Moss, Corey Clipston, Caitlin Long, Pete Russo, Dylan LeClaire, and many, many more. You don't want to miss this Bitcoin celebration. Promo code SIMPLY. At the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is 24,845. Sats per dollar, 4,025. Block height, 781,071. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, 16,369. Blocks to the halving, 58,929. Halving estimate, April 21st, 2024. Total Lightning Network capacity, 5,403. Bitcoin capacity value, $134 million. Realized monetary inflation, 1.76%. And the market capitalization of Bitcoin, $479 billion. I want to focus, you know, and I promise, because I always say this, but I promise that, just guys, focus on the realized monetary inflation today. So it's 1.76%. We know that in Bitcoin, that thing is designed to go down forever. And when we started covering that one, it's a metric that moves very slowly. It was at 1.78%, right? So it incrementally goes down forever. Isn't Bitcoin beautiful? And let's compare that to Clown World, right? This is Gigi, and he posts your brain on the fiat standard. And in this video, which we're going to play to you in a second, here's Jerome Powell trying to justify or explain why 2% inflation, like why that just... You know, for some reason, money needs to have a magical 2% rate of which a 2% rate of theft. Let's not stop calling inflation. Let's start calling it for what it is. Anyways, I'm going to play you guys a clip and then we will talk about it. Let's check it out.
For the general public, for those working families and people, why 2%? Why is getting it to 2% so important?
So that has become the globally agreed, essentially all major central banks target 2% inflation in one form or another.
How does that help my Nevada families? How does that help people in Nevada?
I'll tell you how it does. And it's not obvious how that is, but 2% inflation, to have people believe that inflation is going to go back to 2% really anchors inflation there, because, you know, the evidence is, and the modern belief is that people's expectations about inflation actually have an effect on inflation. If you expect inflation to go up 5%, then it will, you know, if everyone kind of expects that, because that's what businesses and households will be expecting, and it will kind of happen because they expect it. So having a 2% inflation goal, which we had for many years.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the head of the U.S. Central Bank. What the fuck did he just say? I have no idea. I have no clue what the hell that meant. He said a whole lot of nothing. Like, you know, she asked a very straightforward question, like, how does this help families, 2% inflation? It's like, if people believe that it's 2% inflation, you know, then it could be 2%. What people believe, and it's like, bro, okay, fine. He's explaining fiat. Okay, cool. You know, to each their own, right? But what if I just said inflation isn't necessary? In fact, not only is inflation not necessary, your money should increase in purchasing power over time, like a Bitcoin standard. What about that? You know, like, dude, if you want to know, if you have doubts whether Bitcoin will win or not, just watch that video. It answers it pretty well. Dude, it's absolutely crazy. I don't know, Opti, like, I'm speechless right now, bro. Like, that was crazy. That was nuts, dude.
Well, I mean, I say it all the time. It's all PR war, and I am glad that I don't have belief in the Federal Reserve, because, you know, I don't have to believe in inflation being 2%. I have just opted out of the madness, and I save in Bitcoin. But I think it really kind of leans into the whole idea. You know how a lot of people try to say that, like, money is a belief system? And it just kind of goes into how ridiculous Clown World really is. And I really find it ironic in this moment that they are telling us, you know, if we all just believe in, you know, 2% inflation, like we'll just get back down there. You know, like there's a reality to economics and you can't just dig your head in the sand and avoid it. And this is where we are right now. And I mean, even to his point, though, like there's kind of a point there to an extent. If we all just believe Bitcoin is our money, then yes, everything will be, you know, on the Bitcoin standard soon enough. But man, it's really crazy. Like, what did you say in the past? You can't hide the sticker shock of inflation. And they're literally telling us the quote from 1984, you know, they want you to forget what your eyes are seeing, what your ears are hearing, and just follow the party line. Like, we are completely detached from reality. We are so far down Clown World that we have a lawyer by the name of Jay Powell telling us to believe in 2% inflation and it'll just get back down there.
2%. Stop calling it inflation.
Oh yeah. 2% theft.
2% theft. Right.
Yes. Wait, but also I'm kind of reminded. Remember what Christine Lagarde said a couple of months ago when she was asked, how are you going to fix inflation? And she's like, I don't know. We're going to figure it out. Just trust me. You know, we're going to find the solutions. You know, just believe me, believe in us. And we're going to handle this problem. And they haven't handled the problem. It's probably getting worse. So, hey, just believe in them, guys. Just give them some more trust and they will figure it out. Trust 12 people at the central banks to fix inflation. Couldn't be me. Can't relate.
So, Opti, I think it's time for you to get closure, bro. You know, you haven't talked about Christine in a while, but you brought it up again. You know, dude,
Chrissy's dead to me.
Metaphorically.
Oh man.
Opti and the central bankers.
All right, Nico, I'll say it here. I'll say it live. I have put my Canteon insider hopes behind me. I am moving forward on the Bitcoin standard. Proof of work is life. I will find me a nice, nice young girl for the future going forward. Okay. There you go, Nico.
Okay. Okay. Anyways, Sato, what are your thoughts on this, bro? What are your thoughts on this? This is Clown World. That I see that video and I'm like, this is Clown World. Is that? Yeah. Did you just get sick of it and you're like, bro, fuck this shit. I'm gonna go live on a boat.
Yeah, not that much, but a little bit. Yeah, I was very critical about the money before discovering Bitcoin. So when I discovered Bitcoin, it was very easy to understand the finitude of Bitcoin. You know, so yeah. It did not work. It will not end well, I think, you know. If they continue like that, it's the story is all the time the same.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's just crazy. And look, I really believe that, you know, decades from now, people are going to watch that video. Svetsky said it on SBIRL last night, right? People are going to watch that decades from now and they're going to say, what? The F, like, that is absolutely crazy. And you can't say Powell is dumb. You can't say Christine Lagarde is dumb. But I think the foundation of which they're trying to stand on is built of sand. Like, I think that they're trying to defend the undefensible and like the just again, bro, like the look. So why 2% inflation? This is the general consensus from central banks all around the world. It's like, I don't know, but like, I truly believe that money doesn't have to steal from you, you know, and I think it's absurd to think otherwise. And I think as time progresses, and this is why I'm so excited to talk about during the news segment, as time progresses, I think that will become incredibly obvious to everybody. Anyways, all right, guys, let's get to the news. We got a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Daily News.
Brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air-gapped Bitcoin transactions. Scan and display QR codes directly on the device to sign transactions and verify addresses with ease. use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as the Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, and Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin. All right, everybody. Fidelity Crypto quietly went live, giving millions of retail customers access to Bitcoin. Fidelity Crypto finally is open to the public, giving millions of users access to Bitcoin and Ether investments. The firm's retail product was previously available to users only via waitlist. All waitlist users now have access. Bitcoin and shitcoin transactions, Bitcoin and Ether transactions are on the app. On the app are commission free. Fidelity Digital Assets will collect a spread of no more than 1%. So it's not really free. Anyways, let's check this out. I think this is a huge deal, right? For two reasons, right? Signal number one is Elizabeth Warren. We know how she feels about Bitcoin. She's taken every single opportunity to try to attack it. She attacks Bitcoin's energy use. She tried to pass a bill with Senator Marshall, which would basically force software developers in the US to register with the government if they wanted to write code for Bitcoin. And also when Russia recently invaded Ukraine, you know, she was pounding the drum about how Russia was going to, you know, use Bitcoin, et cetera, et cetera. So every opportunity that she's seen, she takes, right? And one of the things that she focused on the most was when Fidelity first offered, they introduced a 401k Bitcoin plan to their clients, and she freaked out. And look, the reason I believe she freaked out about that is what I was saying in the very beginning of the show, right? Once people find out that you don't need money that has 2% theft, it's very difficult for them to go back. And what I believe she's trying to do, she's trying to stop Bitcoin adoption. She's trying to at least slow it down. The more people discover the fact that, hey, you know, there exists a money that not only doesn't steal from you, but actually increases in purchasing power over time, I think it's going to be very hard to convince people to go back to a money that doesn't do that. And I think that, you know, of course, this is all speculation, but anyways. So she goes on to say, quote, "We write to inquire about the appropriateness of your company's decision to add Bitcoin to its 401k investment plan menu and the actions you will take to address, quote, the significant risks of fraud, theft, and loss posed by these assets. What about the theft of inflation? Why is that never talked about? Why is it like, why is it treated like it's some law of nature that money needs to have 2% theft? Did you guys not, like, that video tells you everything you need to know. They don't even know what they're doing. Like, it's a consensus with central banks. Like, I guess, you know, this must be right. Anyways, let's talk about the, you know, the news that dropped today, right? So this is that letter that Elizabeth Warren sent was about 6 months ago. And then obviously Fidelity didn't care and just kept going even after, you know, Signature got seized by New York regulators, right? Keep marching along. Fidelity Digital Assets quietly opened access to Fidelity Crypto for the masses recently. Millions of users can now trade Bitcoin and Ether commission-free on the platform. The app was previously restricted to a waitlist and users given access on a rolling basis. Fidelity Crypto is open to new and existing customers. First-time customers must create a Fidelity brokerage account during the setup process. The service is not available in all states. Fidelity, which 37.1 million total retail accounts, has acted sooner than most of its peers in the US in offering crypto to its retail clients. Now, why is that bullish? Why is that piece of information bullish? First of all, 37.1 million total retail accounts. It's a lot of people, right, that are, you know, potentially can have access. Now, I have a couple questions here. Are they going to allow you to take self-custody? It doesn't say so. I don't think so. They're incentivized for people to stay within their platform. But another thing that I find interesting, right? Do you guys remember when Cash App added Bitcoin? And then what did that do to the other payment platforms, right? Market forces force them to also allow Bitcoin within the platform. So it was first Cash App, then it forced PayPal to do it, then it forced Robinhood to do it. Now, we know that, but what was really interesting is that it also forced those platforms to offer the ability for people to take self-custody of their Bitcoin. And I suspect, right, that market forces are going to do the same with Fidelity. And number two, more importantly, it's also going to force the hand of other brokerage platforms to also offer Bitcoin on their platform, which is going to offer people a lot of exposure. Now, we have to be careful because not your keys, not your Bitcoin. And remember what the line that I always say, if enough people take self-custody, we win this peaceful revolution. There's nothing they could do about it. But that's all based on people taking self-custody. So great, people are getting exposure to Bitcoin, the benefits of Bitcoin, but the fight's not done yet because we still need to convince people the benefits of self-custody. Anyways, the launch coincided with an increasingly hot regulatory environment in the U.S. and the collapse of two of crypto's biggest banking partners, Silvergate and Signature. The investment manager filed three U.S. trademark applications at the end of 2022. The applications include providing services in the metaverse and other virtual worlds. So looks like they're doing a bit of shitcoining, but of course, you guys know the deal. We are a Bitcoin show, so we're focusing on that. And it must be a very sad day for Elizabeth Warren. I feel bad. And again, this was about 6-7 months ago. She goes on to say, quote, "We're also concerned about Fidelity's potential conflict of interest and the extent to which they may have affected the decision to offer Bitcoin." Well, Elizabeth Warren seems like Fidelity don't care. And it's incredibly obvious why Fidelity don't care. You can't resist Bitcoin's incentives. We say that like every single day, right? Do you think Fidelity is doing this out of the kindness of their heart? Absolutely not. They're doing this because it's like, hey, we can make money on fees. People want this. We see other companies that are offering Bitcoin and they're making a lot of money every single year. We have to jump on the bandwagon. And this is what we talk about. Bitcoin's incentives are irresistible, and all governments have with their hope. And we're going to talk about the U.S. It was announced that the U.S. is finally rolling their government payment system. It's called the FedNow. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But government's the only tool they have to get people to continue to use their money that steals from everybody is coercion. Right. And I just don't think it's going to be very successful. Like, look at the case with Nigeria. Nigeria, they limited the amount of money that people are able to withdraw from ATMs. They tried to force people into central bank digital currencies and, very low adoption and record high Bitcoin adoption. And the reason for that is very simple. Like, American HODL said it best. No one's better than their incentives. Does a CBDC solve inflation? Does it make that 6% inflation, if you were to believe that, in the US go away? No, it doesn't. It doesn't do that. So why are people choosing to seek an alternative? People are seeking to choose an alternative because they're opting out of inflation in the first place. Better said, they're opting out of theft. That's what this is about. The peaceful Bitcoin revolution is about taking back your financial sovereignty. Taking back into your hands, you should be the only one in control of your destiny, your future, your energy, your wealth, right? And as long as your money is in fiat, even if you have self-custody of that fiat, even if you have those dollars, try putting those dollars under your bed and wait 10 years and see if those dollars will still have the same value, right? So enough is enough. Enough is enough. Look, take the time to learn how to take self-custody. Put those 12 words on steel. Don't put it on metal. Don't put it on paper. Because if you put it on paper, you get burnt. There could be a dog. It could eat it. Get yourself a BitPlates domino. Put your seed on steel. Opti's laughing. It's easy to use, hard to destroy. BitPlates domino are designed to preserve Bitcoin wallet backup seed phrases and passphrases made from highly coercion resistant corrosion resistant 316 marine grade stainless steel, offering the ultimate protection against extreme temperatures. Look at that. 10% off BitPlates, promo code simply. Anyways, Opti, I gotta keep shilling that, man. I gotta keep pushing that.
No,
hard.
I love it. I'm not laughing at the shill. I wasn't laughing
I
at
keep
the
pushing it hard, bro.
I wasn't laughing.
We gotta
at
push self custody, but we gotta do it responsibly. Shout out to Beudion. Beudion really hammered it home,
agreed,
bro.
Agreed.
Beudion really hammered it home. He was like, agreed. Nico, we gotta promote what is it? Ethical Bitcoin wallets, right? Ethical Bitcoin wallets. And of course, you got to properly back up your seed, man. You can't put it on paper. Paper, look, paper is a good first step. Feels good to write stuff down, but it feels better to punch stuff in steel. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts on this?
I was only laughing at the idea of like my dog ate my homework excuse. You know, like I know we all made that excuse in high school. I didn't do my homework because my dog ate my homework. And that's just the first thing that came to my mind. Anyways, back to this Fidelity news. I think like every other Bitcoiner in the chat and who's hearing this news, we're all just like, yo, is this just going to be paper Bitcoin? Because paper Bitcoin is bad and do not buy paper Bitcoin. And of course, middleman going to middleman until further notice. So of course, like all of us Bitcoiners are thinking right now is like, until you can take that Bitcoin into self-custody, then this may be, you know, more bad news than good news. But I really like this comment right here by Narwhal. And I fully agree. And he goes, hate to say it, but I actually do trust that Fidelity will buy real Bitcoin with customer funds. So this is actually bullish. And also shout out to HODLcoin, because I think you are also correct. Fidelity has been mining Bitcoin since 2004. If I'm also not mistaken, I'm pretty sure that Fidelity has been in the Bitcoin space very quietly in the back end. So I think they are understanding what we understand, that Bitcoin's incentives are winning, that Bitcoin is slowly taking over the world. And if they want to continue to prosper as a financial company going into the future, then they are going to have to actually offer Bitcoin services to their clients. So again, I think as a Bitcoiner, we've been saying this for a long time, that Bitcoin's incentives just stay winning. And the game theory of Bitcoin is playing out in real time. So it's very beautiful to see. And I really like that you brought up the Elizabeth Warren stuff, because I think we are seeing the importance of something that we've been talking a lot on Twitter. And it's the fact that I think 2023 is going to be the year of corporations and more businesses and merchants and institutions adopting Bitcoin. And like, this is like the last final piece of the puzzle, is people not only saving in Bitcoin, but also being able to use Bitcoin everywhere that they go. So it becomes like, you know, synonymous with just money out there, like providing value and transferring value and as a payment service in the world. And it's just going to start saturating popular culture. But to the Elizabeth Warren point, you know, again, I hate being the in-house tinfoil hat wearer, but we basically live in a corporatocracy.
Wait, elaborate. Why is that?
Well, everything, you know, the incentives of the corporations, as we know, lobby the government. And Elizabeth Warren herself is basically made a lot of money from getting paid by the banks. Maybe again,
So you believe that her incentive
money rules
to
the world. This is my thing. Lobbying is the biggest, you know, basically donator of the government, and whoever has the biggest paycheck, this is where the laws get made. And so what I'm saying is, essentially, if we have these big corporations such as Fidelity, there's no hope for these politicians to stop Bitcoin, because they're incentivized to continue to basically take a paycheck from these corporations. And if Fidelity wants to offer Bitcoin services, then I don't think any politician out there is going to be able to put something on paper to stop the incentives of the financial world, which is Bitcoin's going to take over the world. Bitcoin is the best money in the world. And hey, if one of the biggest financial corporations wants to offer their Bitcoin to their customers, then I think the free market forces are going to further entrench Bitcoin into not only our government, but the world government. So again, like, if Fidelity starts adding Bitcoin, I don't think these politicians are going to be able to stop Bitcoin. But of course, the big caveat, like, it's got to be more than just paper Bitcoin, or else we're going to see some more explosions, and it's probably going to be worse.
I agree with that statement. I think that, and I love the way that the article put it, like, quietly, right? Like, they just don't care, don't care, offering it to, you know, their millions of clients. But I think the big question is, are they going to offer people to withdraw from the platform? And I think that, you know, but again, if history has shown, I think market forces forced PayPal to do that, and it forced Robinhood to do that. So I'd be very surprised if it wasn't the case here as well. Anyways,
Hold on, Nico. Hold on. I think I misspoke. Everyone's saying I said 2004. I meant 2014. Sorry, guys.
Oh, Opti must have known something that we didn't. Anyways, Sato, what are your thoughts on all this, bro? Is this noise? What do you think?
Complicated to answer for me. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, guys, we're gonna get to the culture, and we're gonna talk about Sato and his boat project today. So very excited. Anyways, everybody, let's do this.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, guys, I want to tell you about Swan's new offer as well. Bitcoin is generational wealth, and you can secure your bright orange future with the Swan IRA. Real Bitcoin, no taxes. Swan offers both traditional and Roth options to best fit your needs. Create your IRA and start adding Bitcoin in less than 1 minute. Transfers and rollovers are available. Swan's Bitcoin experts will get you set up with no transfer fees and no minimum balance requirements. This is real Bitcoin, not ETF or other derivative. Get the real thing and get it at Swan. Go to swan.com/IRA for more details. And of course, you can also send me a Twitter GM if you have any questions. Anyways, Opti, it's all yours, bro. What are we going to talk about today?
Let's go. All right. So we got Sato Boat Project. And just first question, what is the Sato Boat Project? And let the people know what you're working on.
Oh, good question. Nico, in Bitcoin, you have to be responsible of yourself, of your sovereignty. And when you do sailing, it's a little bit the same. You have to be responsible of yourself, the boat, and the crew. So, yeah, 1 year ago, I made a podcast about Bitcoin and lots of things around. And at the end, this idea was created to have a sailing boat, running his own full node BTC, and sailing around the world to talk about Bitcoin and sailing. Yeah, that's the main idea.
Absolutely love it. So what I heard is this a boating accident as a service project?
I'm trying to don't have too much accident, you know?
love it.
For the state, my keys are in the water. So if they can help me to recover them.
Let's go. Honestly, I like as an actual joke, me and one of my friends kind of thought like we kind of had this idea of like, okay, you know, as Bitcoiners, what services would we want? It's like we need a boating accident as a service out here. So, hey, I think you're already ahead of the game, bro. Anyways, I saw your website a little bit, did a little research on what's going on. And like what you just said, I really love this idea. You said, you know, sailing and Bitcoin is one and the same in the sense of self-sovereignty. And I've realized throughout my whole journey as Bitcoiner, like the idea of proof of work and how I consider this more than just about Bitcoin mining and how life is based on proof of work. And putting in that work is how you not only prosper, but succeed in everything you're doing. And I absolutely love that connection that you made there. It didn't click when I was doing the research this morning, but right then it clicked. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes perfect sense. Anyways, how many passengers have you had? Have you taken aboard
At one time or from
all together in your whole journey?
Four. I didn't count. Maybe I don't know, 30, 40. But I met lots of people in several ports. You know, sometimes I'm trying to organize some Bitcoin meetups. Yeah. Good question. I don't know. I really don't know. My boat is well known. You know, I often put an announce on a crew exchange website, you know, to onboard people. And I receive an answer like yesterday. Like, oh yeah, I remember you. You are the guy from the Bitcoin boat from Giron in Spain. So yeah, I met lots of people.
Awesome. How many journeys have you taken with Bitcoiners?
like only Bitcoiners. Now, many people who come on board to sail are non-Bitcoiners.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sail. Yeah. But awesome. At the end of the week, often they are like more interested by the subject because, you know, when you are sailing, you have lots of time to talk, like maybe 10, 20 hours. Sometimes we discuss a lot about Bitcoin economy, money, currencies, blah, blah, blah. You know the story. So at the end, often they become like new Bitcoiners, you know.
Awesome. Awesome. So what, this is your way of orange pilling new Bitcoiners?
Yeah, I think it's a good way because often you don't have the time to talk about Bitcoin. Like if you have just 10 minutes when you're in the bar or you meet people in the street, it's very complicated. But because how you want to talk that about the economy, the technologies, it's complicated, you know. So I think for me it's a very good time, you know. The duration is very good for that.
Absolutely love it. Okay, we got one question from the audience. How big is your sailboat? Or how many feet is your boat, actually? Sorry, that's the question.
It's in feet. 34 feet.
34 feet. Love it. Absolutely love it. So are you taking on customers or like what's the deal over here? Can people hire you to get on the boat or is this just whatever? Get in touch with you.
No, there is like sometimes I'm organized some sailing training. Sometimes just like onboarding and sharing the running costs. It depends. Yeah, it really depends.
Absolutely love it. So what's the end goal with the Sado Boating Project?
I don't know. I quit my job like 1 year ago to leave this project. To live on a boat, improve my skills on sailing, and also to learn and share about Bitcoin. So I quit everything without way back, you know. So I don't know. For the moment, I'm in the chapter two. So the chapter two is sailing around Western Europe, and at the end, I wanna do the Fastnet Race. Rolex Fastnet Race is a very huge and prestigious regatta. A race in Manche, you know, between England and France. And maybe, for the third chapter, it will be to go to Bitcoin Miami. It could
Let's
be fun.
Go. Let's go. Awesome. Without doxing your location, where are you currently sailing?
Oh, no, I can say it. For the moment, I'm in Lagos, in south of Portugal. But as the beginning, I'm just traveling. So I'm everywhere.
Love it. So is this a part of like the Bitcoin journey of just completely being off the grid, not having one location, not being locked down to any jurisdiction? Or is this just by chance that you're just completely off the grid, completely on the Bitcoin standard, and then living in your boat?
Yeah. It's a funny question because I didn't show my passport and my ID so often with that travel, you know. So being off the grid, it's what does it mean? Because, you know, you can think about very deeply. So yeah, I'm like out of the society, but very connected to it. Because when you stop over in ports, and ports are very connected to the city. So what does it mean to be off grid? You know. Okay, I've got some solar panels to run some electricity devices, but I need water. Okay, you can have a water maker also, but you need also some gasoline. So what does it mean to be off-grid, you know?
I love it, bro. I love it. This is kind of a personal question. What's the maritime laws out there with Bitcoin legal currency?
So repeat, I didn't know.
The maritime laws, the laws of the ocean. What do they think about Bitcoin?
Voila, what a question. Well, as I told you, you need to be humble and responsible, I think. Because sometimes it's like with Bitcoin, you have some volatility And it's the same with the weather and with the waves. So you have to be careful, not to be too emotional. And yeah, be humble in front of the nature, I think.
Love it,
that's
bro.
That's my biggest lesson. Yeah.
I absolutely love it. Yeah, we had
Nico. Where do you put the S9?
Where do you put what?
Do you use an ASIC as a propeller?
No.
Or what about as a heater?
ASICs to keep you warm.
No. I don't need a heater in this latitude.
What about a toaster?
I don't use a toaster. You can use a toaster, but just if you are in a port.
Okay.
You know, it's just like a small boat, so I don't have a converter in USA it's 110 volts. Yeah, that's right. I don't have a 2 volt to 110 volts on board, but maybe later, but not for a toaster. You can cook on a pan, you know.
Okay, you guys heard it here first. Sato is using an ASIC as a propeller.
Absolutely love it. So have you I saw something on your website, and it was you said something, I might not be able to find the exact part, but you said something about being a pirate with pirate money, and I thought that was hilarious. Whereas I don't know exactly where you put that on here, but oh yeah, like a pirate both at sea and on the web. I absolutely love this. Is this the ethos that you live your life by?
Yeah, a little bit, but you know, yeah, living on a boat's a little bit like a pirate. It depends on how you live, but yeah, I like the way to be free. You know, you can go it's not exactly to say that you can go whatever you want, but it's a little bit like that. You know, you don't have borders, but you have borders because when you change countries, it's not. You know, in Europe we have little country than in US. So when you sail a little bit out of Belgium, after some hours of sailing, you are in France or in England. So you cross borders. But what does it mean, a border? You know?
I love it, bro. I know I see a lot of people in the chat. They're like, man, this is so awesome. Just completely free on the sea. So have you been orange pilling other sailors, or is it just your passengers mainly?
Yeah. Sailors are quite open often because I don't know, maybe they have the same mindset. But yes. Often when I arrive in a port, when I do a stopover, I give books. I receive from Surfing Bitcoin. You know, Surfing Bitcoin is the biggest French conferences about Bitcoin in France. And I received the book 21 Lessons in French. So I had like 50 books, and I give that book to all the people I met in ports. When they saw my huge Bitcoin flag, and they are like, okay, I know a little bit about Bitcoin, but I don't know. So they are like, you're a Bitcoiner. What does it mean? Oh, it's blah, blah, blah. You know, all these things. So, yeah, I don't know how deeply I had orange-pilled people, but maybe 10 really deeply.
Let's go.
Well, that's the beginning.
Hey, it all starts with one, teaching one. So if you can see here, I don't know if you can see this. Is this your sailboat, your sail with the huge Bitcoin logo on it?
Yeah, that's the Genoa. That's the front sail. Yeah, it's like maybe 3 meters of diameter.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Wow. You're just out there on the open sea with a huge Bitcoin logo on your boat. This is called orange pilling, people. Amazing. Okay, last question. What do you want to tell the people out there? You know, whatever. Words of wisdom about Bitcoin, about life, about sailing. What's coming to your mind that you want to spread the message out there to everyone listening?
Get out from your habits and trying to live. Trying something what you love, that's I think my best advice. You know, I was working like a 9 to 6 job in an office, like I was an engineer, and I think, yeah, I want to discover the world and living one of these two passions. Yeah.
Try I love it. I absolutely love it, bro. I can also agree and double down on the same idea of taking a risk, investing in yourself, and trying to live the life that you really want to live, and, you know, putting the fear away and just being like, look, I'm going to go out on a limb and do what I want to do. I live one life, and I absolutely love what you're doing, bro. This is fucking awesome. You know, just out there on the, I come from a family of sailors. I haven't been on a boat in a minute, but I don't know. This one's touching me deep, bro. I really appreciate what you're doing. So, how do people get in touch with you?
Oh yeah. They can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, on Instagram, or they can contact me by email. If you go to my Twitter account, there is all the, yeah, I think, yeah, there is everything to contact me, yeah, and follow me. That's how I'm trying to spread the Bitcoin spirit also.
Let's go. So Sado Boat Project on Instagram as well. They could see your open sea voyages.
Yeah, Instagram is more for the sailing and the journey. You know, Twitter is more to, yeah, the technical, the economic part of this project.
Let's go. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it, bro. Well, this is epic. I see everyone in. Oh, wait. Hold on. I like this comment. SpongeBob SquarePants. I like the original sailor. Let's go. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, let's get into the meme review. And before we do that, bro, I think this is absolutely awesome. I know us Bitcoiners always talk about creating our own citadels, going off the grid. But I love that you are just like, yeah, I already have my citadel. It's my boat. It's the Sado Boat Project. And I am sailing around the world, orange pilling people. I think that's pretty cool. I think all of us here that are landlocked are like, man, I need a little more freedom. I think I need an adventure.
Yeah.
All right. Totally let's agree. Get into the meme review.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
I like this comment right here before I get into the meme review. Jeremy goes, me and my wife always make jokes that we feel like pirates trying to hide the booty. Oh, snap. If you know, you know. Okay, let me get into this meme review. As you guys know, this is your favorite portion of the show where we show you guys memes, tag us in the memes on Twitter, give us memes on our Telegram. Tweets are the bullets, memes are the artillery. We are in an information war. As you can tell, we are consistently countering the legacy media FUD. We are consistently doubling down on the signal on what we like to say over here, winning the hearts and minds of the people out there through art, through telling good stories like the Sado Boat Project, through showing people, hey, you can live a good life if you just get on the Bitcoin standard, because the monetary demons are stealing your wealth. Anyways, before I go into too much ranting, here we go. Here's the memes for today. This first meme is by my boy Rope, aka at Ropium on Twitter. And I think I'm going to double down on making fun of you, because he hit me up and he's like, hey, I messed up this meme, but what do you think about this? And I'm like, I already got it on the show, bro. And he goes, the five horsemen of fiat. Highly regarded, it should be the five horsemen. Horsemen, Rope. Anyway, the five horsemen of fiat. We got war, we got famine, we got pestilence, we got death, and then death looks to his left and he goes, and you are quantitative easing. I know they're telling you it was not a bailout, but for all intents and purposes, it was a bailout, because now we are seeing that banks all around the world are needing to get bailed out. And I think we just saw this morning that JP Morgan is backing, or maybe it was Credit Suisse. I don't know. Something about $2 trillion backing on these banks. So it looks like they're about to turn money printer on again for another $2 trillion. if you know, you know, you're about to get poorer because inflation is caused by them printing money. Anyways, as RDBTC says right here, he goes, good one. Hashtag CBDC, hashtag bank runs. And we got central bankers and politicians. You know, we got Janet Yellen. We got Augustus Carson, Jerome Powell, Chrissy Lagarde. And I honestly, I don't know who these other three dudes, but I'm guessing they're central bankers around the world. And they go, and then we, and they're all laughing in suits. They're the, you know, rich guys laughing in suits meme. And it goes, and then we told them our CBDCs will be a safe haven from bank runs. Guys, look, again, I don't want to be the in-house tinfoil hat wearer, but it does feel to a certain extent that it is controlled demolition so that everything ushers you towards a CBDC system. And I guess Nico will cover the FedNow news tomorrow. So, hey, tune in tomorrow and we'll see exactly where we're going right now. Anyways, this next meme is by at the BTC therapist and he goes, hashtag Bitcoin is more than just money. And we got an electric socket plug over here and it's got the Bitcoin logo. And then every cord plugging into it, we got a math cord, we got an energy cord, history, economics, politics, and physics. This is why Bitcoin is so confusing to a lot of people because most people just look at Bitcoin through one lens and they forget to look at Bitcoin through the whole landscape of what we are doing over here. And that includes energy, history, economics, politics, physics, and math. It is a multidisciplinary understanding over here as a Bitcoiner. Anyways, this next one, shouts out to MD Bitcoin. He goes, there will soon come a time when people will no longer be willing to exchange their Bitcoin for money. And we got Homer Simpson looking over here at a board and it goes, Bitcoin is simple math. US dollar equals your money divided by infinity. Bitcoin, aka BTC, your money divided by 21 million. If you know, you know, it is extremely scarce. We continuously cover, and we did it yesterday. We tell you guys how early we really are. Greg Foss keeps beating the drum. I think it was Croesus who also beat the drum. And we even got the very conservative view from ARK Invest saying that the total addressable market of Bitcoin is $900 trillion. So your money divided by 21 million, it's going up forever, Laura. All right. Anyways, this next one by Maxi's Club. Again, this one's a little spicy, but shouts out to Maxi's Club because I feel like this is what we are all doing here on Bitcoin Twitter and every other place that we spread the Bitcoin signal. And this one just says 336, my agent. And we got an FBI agent crying and it's got a board of a bunch of connecting the dots. And it goes, my FBI agent, after he starts to research my Bitcoin post and figures out that his entire life is a lie. Guys, what you're really doing out here on the internet is you are orange pilling your assigned agent that is watching all of your information. Savage. All right. Anyways, I'm moving on. Okay, this next one is by @plan_Marcus. And he goes, Bitcoin finishes what Goldbug started. And I don't remember what this Disney show is. So someone in the chat that knows popular culture, you can hit me with it. You can tell me the show name. And we got her as a little girl looking at the computer. And it goes, gold bugs with dial-up internet, learning about sound money, ending the banks. And then her all grown up. And it goes, with a pair computer, not an Apple computer. Her grown up. Doing the same view, looking at the computer and goes, gold bugs today watching Bitcoin deliver on the promise to end the banks. Guys, we are taking up the fight where gold bugs failed. Hey, they tried. They did their best. They didn't have the technologies. But now we have Bitcoin and we will change the world and bring it back to a hard money reality. And this last meme is by @BenJessman. Shouts out to you, bro. And he goes, run the bankers, hashtag Bitcoin. And this is the scene in The Wolf of Wall Street. I know you guys all seen it, where I think the guy's name is Donnie. Again, I'm so bad with popular culture. I just hit the trash can empty button every other couple of weeks and forget everything. And this is when Donnie picks up the phone and he quits his job. And he goes, hey, listen, I quit. He showed me this Bitcoin. And I think this is pretty fitting considering the Salto Boat Project. It's like we're all doing the same thing. Once you opt into the Bitcoin network, you realize everything you're doing in the fiat world, it just seems so fake and like fruitless. And it's superficial. And there's purpose in Bitcoin. There's purpose in saving hard money. And there's purpose in getting more people to understand the Bitcoin signal. Anyways, drop your meme review score in the chat. Oh, Big Sean. Dude, honestly, I kind of thought it was iCarly, but I didn't ever watch the show. So, of course, Big Sean knows what the Disney show was. All right. Anyway, drop your meme review score in the chat and we'll cover it live. My meme review score is, this is a good one. Back to my stickers, guys. It is the Bitcoin logo with an astronaut and he's chipping away at the moon because we are going to the moon and you better
rocket ship, get on board.
So what?
All right, Nico, what's your score?
Man, I'm going to give it this orange pen. Okay. Ooh, doesn't need an orange explanation. It's not a blue pen. It's not a black pen. It's an orange pen. Now, the question is it an orange? No, it's not. It's black ink. Well, it's halfway there. Anyways, Sato, what was your score? What would you give your score?
What?
That's a great.
I don't have your question.
The meme review score. I want to give a score for him. The Bitcoin logo thing right there.
The boat. I give it the boat. All right. So what? Bitcoin logo thing and the boat. Very, very okay. Good. Anyways, guys, before we get to the meme scores, I want to give a shout out to our awesome clothing sponsor, Opti, and I wear the merch every single day. Opti is wearing the classic black hoodie. Opti, show it off. Model for everybody. This is how Opti met Christine. He was a French runway model. He was a French swimsuit model. And Christy's like, come here.
French
come here.
Banana hammock model.
come here, Opti. Come here. And of course, you know, the classic camo. You guys know I love the camo hoodies. I literally have like 10 of these. They're great.
Nico has them all and they're sold out now.
You can get all this. Maybe I bought them all. That's why they sold out. Anyways, you can get all this merch and more. Check out the representltd.com store and you can use promo code simply-bitcoin. Get yourself a big discount. Let's bring Sato back on stage and let's get through some of the meme scores. But first, cue the music. Sail Dog 18. I give the memes one mermaid after 30 days at sea.
Let's go.
J Dub the Laker 21 mil. I rate the memes Chrissy Lagarde. Not reading that. Elaine, I give the memes Bitcoin self custody and a sailboat for everyone. Rope, rating the memes five horsemen.
Five horsemen.
Opti's intentionally cut up sock score living seed oil except Wednesday night 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time.
If you know, you know.
Shout out Bitcoin Kindergarten.
Shout out to the quarter Mac.
Bitcoin Kindergarten, simply Bitcoin backstage. Dangus, I give the memes the Easter Bunny bringing us 2% inflation. Igor, I give those memes a
beep, beep.
Big Sean Harris, meme score. I give those memes a cleanup Winekiss living solo dolo in an Argentinian apartment.
Yeah, he's moving on up.
Agent, it's because the country is 99% inflation.
Hey, whatever, Jack, he has to do to not be homeless.
Hey, Jack, 1991. I give these Zaza memes a vegan sausage pizza from Ohio Pizza Company. Yes, sir. Very nice. And McLovin, I give the memes a juicy ribeye steak. All right, everybody.
I'm so hungry right now.
We are out of time. Thank you for your meme scores. Guys, you guys know the deal. This is Simply Bitcoin Live. Drop your meme scores in the live chat. We will try to get through them every single day if we have the time. And of course, check out Simply Bitcoin's Telegram group. Shout out to our awesome mod, Darth Mod, www.t.me/simplybitcointv. And also check out the written version of the show, Simply Bitcoin Unfiltered. Go to www.simplybitcoin.news. Shout out to our awesome team of writers. There's so many of you guys now. I can't read all your guys' names. And of course, thank you so much to our awesome guest, Sato. Thank you so much for joining us today. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Sorry, I was distracted by a guy. You asked me something. Sorry.
Yeah. Where can people find you? Online.
Like online. I said, you like on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Also on my website, yeah.
What do they search? Sato Boat Project?
Sato Boat Project, yeah.
Perfect, man.
thank you so much for joining us on Simply Bitcoin Live today. We appreciate you coming. Love to hear all the stories from all the awesome Bitcoiners around the world and what Bitcoin is doing to change their lives. It's so inspirational. And this is why we do this, man. Literally, it's literally one of the big incentives for me to get up in the morning hearing these beautiful stories. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Simply Bitcoin Live. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to smash that like button. Consider subscribing if you feel like we provided you value. But the number one thing you could do to help this show, in fact, help the peaceful revolution, is share this content. In fact, share all Bitcoin content. We love you all. We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode of Simply Bitcoin Live.